There's so much we can share. There's so much we can share on the river, but we can't do that today because our focus today is different. So if you are missing STS, you are really missing a lot. You've heard from the testimonies. People's lives are practically being transformed. I mean, people are having encounters. People are meeting God for themselves. And by meeting God, I don't mean physically. You know, there's an awareness of God in our midst in this season. And that's because the Lord just began to unleash this revelation on the water of life, the river of life. And we've studied this subject. Essentially, it speaks of God's life proceeding from His presence. So, if you've not been following, please go to STS so that you have a background and don't miss this season. These are the seasons that have defined my life. I'm telling you, these are the seasons that God opened up years and years. They will come in waves and cycles. And, you know, over the years, they've made us who we are. And we've seen God taking us to the nations. And as we begin to minister, we see the same river in places that we go. You know, this is a prophetic season in the history of Africa, more so Nigeria. I'm telling you. And God wants to use you. He wants you to be the carrier of that river. We're not just speaking about, you know, ministry, healing the sick, raising the dead, and preaching the gospel. You know, we're talking about carrying God's river into various mountains of life, various sectors of life, into business. In the river, there is an abundance of treasure. In the river, there's prosperity. In the river, there's salvation. There's revival. So it's a total package. Hallelujah. But today, one of the elements of that river is healing. Say healing. Yes, we're trusting God that as we drink from that river, you know, we will experience the healing of our body, our soul, and our spirit. We'll define what those are very briefly, and then we'll pray and we'll trust God to touch us. Amen. In the spirit of this season, we're going to have swap in the evening. We won't stay for too late, you know, but we just want to make the most of this season. Swap is our special worship and prophetic service. Essentially, the idea of swap is a time where we come. Normally, it should be towards the end of the month or at the beginning. So we come, we worship God, we raise an altar of worship, and then we begin to prophesy into the month. You know, how many of you noticed that since we began swap, we've seen a shift in our church? Perhaps. Because when we worship, one of the ways that we drink from that river, like you learn, is through worship, you know. And drinking, you know, symbolizes koinonia, just that spiritual intimacy, that deep intimacy with God. Amen. So please, give today to God. Come back here. Let's come here packed. You've heard testimony from Swap. Come and speak into the month. Come and soak. Come and drink. You know, come and receive from God. Even in this time, I people are hearing from God clearly what to do. Amen. So don't miss Swap. Last week, I was in Abuja to pray for our Abuja church, pastored by Pastor Peter Abraham. Can we have the picture there? So, you see, when that river came from Eden, it broke into what? Four streams. So, that's their church already. Amen. Amen. So, yes. So put your hands together. So God is doing amazing things. Some of you, the reason why you are drinking from this river, because God is going to send you out to go and begin another river. So be enjoying yourself now. One day we will come. Thus saith the Lord. Carry your bag. Follow me. Take you to Ajah.
Amen.
Rent a space for you. Give you a microphone and say bye-bye. Hallelujah. Amen. So please, let's support them. If the Lord leads you, find out what they want. We found a place, so we're going to pay for that. And also, we have a space on this complex. We're looking at it. We see that there are younger folks coming to fellowship with us, and we think this is not their church. So I'm sensing that there are lots of teenagers who need to have their place. So put your hands together. So there's a space in front which we want to make into a studio and choir place, so that every Sunday, you know, would get a leadership team to also help them grow. Amen. You know, we keep saying we're a youth church, but the truth is, this is 10 years down the line. Some people are no longer, they are now middle-aged people. You are not millennials. Don't say you are millennials anymore. You are a full-fledged church. Amen. So let's, as the Lord leads you, let's give to us that, you know, because the river keeps flowing. The day a river stops flowing, it dries up. It dries up. We are called to be rivers, not lakes. Out of you shall flow rivers. And a major characteristic of a river is that it flows. It's a body of water that flows. It's got a source, it flows, and it empties into a destination. Hallelujah. And that destination, if you read from Ezekiel 47, is into dead seas, and those dead seas come alive. So as you drink from the river, God's going to move you to places. And the idea is that wherever you go, you bring life. People are saved. People are touched. That's the idea of the river of God. That you are a carrier of God's life and you dispense it wherever you go. By God's grace, I'm doing that and I'm living my life. If you have not started touching lives, you have not started living life. May the Lord help us. Ezekiel 47, verse 1 to 9, just by way of bullet points, and we'll pray. The river of God is already here. You are seated in an atmosphere that is saturated with over 24. No. We prayed here physically for 10 hours, right? And prayed on Zoom. So there's been cumulatively over 24 hours of prayer ahead of this prayer, this service. So there's a huge supply of God's Spirit, because prayer occasions the supply of the Spirit. Amen. I need somebody to read for me very quickly, you know, and then I'll just...
Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east. And there was water. Please go back. And there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters came up to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters came up to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, but the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned there, along the bank of the river, were very many trees on one side and the other. Then he said to me, "This water flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed."
Hallelujah.
Continue. "And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters go there. For they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes."
Amen. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. So we have said that there are many elements to, you know, this story, the river of God moving. When it moves, it brings life wherever it goes. There are multitudes of fishes. There are trees. Some commentaries have said this picture really typifies the gospel of Jesus Christ flowing like a river into the nations of the earth. And fishes also represents the souls. And trees represent people of stature, of maturity. So you find that as the river flows, there's healing of the waters, okay, which is our subject for today. There is salvation of souls. There's also revival. Amen. So all of these things will happen in this season. But our focus today is on healing. Another scripture by way of text is Psalm 46, verse 4 to 5, which I believe is a word for today. Psalm 46, verse 4 to 5, and is a word for somebody. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. So in other words, the river of God brings joy and gladness. The Bible says that life-giving river brings joy. So you can't be a carrier of God's river and be depressed and be sad. Christians shouldn't live a life of sadness. Yes, things happen to us, and once in a while, the Bible says to sorrow with them that sorrow, but that is not our default. Say, sorrow is not our default. I can't hear you. Say, sorrow is not our default. If sorrow is our default, then we don't have a message to preach to the world. To come and do what in our kingdom? When we are depressed the way they are, we are sad and confused, we are panicked, we are anxious. So God gives us joy as a mark of salvation. And indeed, joy is the fruit of the Spirit. In other words, it's the effect of the inward working and dwelling of the Holy Spirit in us. And the Bible says that this river makes the city of God glad, the holy place, the tabernacle of the Most High. Now, this spoke in the Old Covenant, but you hope you know that you are the tabernacle of God. Amen. Say, my body is the temple of the living God. He dwells in you. Say, he dwells in me. Go to verse 5. It says, God is in the midst of her. That is Zion. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of the dawn. But this speaks of you, the temple of the living God. God is in your midst, and he is the source of that life-giving river. And the word of God to you is that you shall not be moved. Amen. So this river brings joy and gladness, and sickness, there's nothing about sickness that brings joy. There's nothing about sickness that brings gladness. And healing is indeed the children's bread, Jesus speaking. Amen. Okay. So this is NEPA. Normally we don't put our services on NEPA, whether or not they have light. So we run on diesel. But I think the gen tripped, so they were asking if they should move. I said, let's see if NEPA will drink from the river this morning. If they don't drink, we'll just go to our gen. Amen. But the time will come in this country that this light issue will be a thing of the past. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So healing is scriptural. Isaiah 55, verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 55, verse 1 to 3. Isaiah speaking prophetically about the Messiah on the cross. Okay.
Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters.
Sorry, 53, verse 1. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. Who had believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Continue.
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Hallelujah.
Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
That's fine. But he was wounded. Say he was wounded.
He was wounded.
For my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So notice Isaiah says we are healed. Isaiah had a picture of something he did not know. This was 2,000 years, you know, perhaps or more, before the Messiah. He was speaking prophetically. These people were seeing things they did not understand. But you and I are privileged to live in the days that they saw. Then Peter, in 1 Peter 2, verse 24, quoting from this same scripture, you know, says it a different way. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Who himself bore what our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes ye were. Say where. Isaiah says you are. Peter says ye were. Say my healing has been paid for. It will not be paid for. It says it's already done. It's not something he's going to do. So we are not coming here to say, Lord, heal us. We are coming to say, we take what you have already done. In the name of Jesus. I know sometimes due to, you know, foolishness, lack of wisdom, we fall ill. I'll give you an example yesterday. After the fast, you know, I like pepper rice. So I had a video shoot yesterday with Dusi. So they bought us pepper rice. Dusi and I, by the way, we hunt for pepper rice. Me, Dusi, and Victoria Renzi. When we go to a new town, we're looking for the person who sells the hottest pepper. Maybe that's, it has something to do with our ministry, pepper. So start eating pepper. So they bought one. I hadn't broken my fast, so it was eating. So I saw the way it was sweating. I said, bro, how far? He said, well, it's not bad. I knew it was hot. I started laughing. So 6 o'clock, instead of you breaking with fruit, I down, took the pepper. I thought I was the pepper master. And tonight, the pepper humbled me. I kept going to the, you know, and I was praying. I said, Lord, do this kind of healing service. Now, me come, they need healing like this. So I called Ante to get me Imodium. Everything is not river. I didn't have faith to say, because I knew I was foolish. I said, Lord, have mercy now. How could they preach that? They go to a letter. But even that one, there's provision for mercy. Hallelujah. So you walked your way into foolishness. You've treated your body anyhow. Christ paid for it. Say, Christ paid for it. Even that one, he paid for it. Hallelujah. That's why he told the man who was at the pool of Bethesda, he says, go and what? Sin no more. In other words, this thing you did was because of how you lived, but go and sin no more. Today, God's mercy is reaching out to someone. In the name of Jesus. So healing, I've shown you from the prophets and from the apostle that healing is scriptural. And in Matthew 15:13, I won't read it. The Bible says, multitude came and he healed them all. So Jesus showed that healing is the Father's will for us. Say, healing is the Father's will for me. So there is no such question as, is it God's will to heal me? His word already says so. Hallelujah. So who is the source of this river? Very quickly, the source of this river, Revelation 22 verse 1. The Bible says this river comes from the throne of God and from the Lamb. Say the Lord. Say Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the source of the river and is indeed the fountain of living water. He is that river. Revelation 21 verse 6 talks about the fountain of living water. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. But this river operates in us as the Spirit of God. Say, as the Spirit of God. Christ dwells in us by his Spirit. Hallelujah. The river of God is God's life-giving presence. Say, God's life-giving presence. And sickness is anti that life. When you are sick, there is no life. As a matter of fact, death is the end of the spectrum that begins with sickness. Say death is the end of the spectrum that begins with sickness. So when sickness comes, death is knocking at the door. So you have to arrest it. Amen. Say, I reject, I refuse this sickness. I will live in health and abundant life. As I'm speaking, you will be healed. Amen. The Bible says the doctors of the Lord were present, and as he taught, the power of God was present to heal them all. Luke 5. Whatever speaks of death in your life this morning comes to an end. Amen. You better say amen. Amen. Now, when this river is flowing, the following happens. Let's look at the river himself. Remember, I said the river is Jesus Christ himself. Amen. I'll give you a witness for that. Jesus speaking in John 7, 37 to 8, he says he spoke of the river, verse 39. When he said, out of your being shall flow what? Then in 39, he says, this he spoke what? Of the Spirit. Amen. And then in 2 Corinthians 3:17, the Bible says, who is the Spirit? Now what?
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
So the Lord is the Spirit. Say, the Lord is the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, while he was here on earth, let's investigate a bit to see how he moved. You see, everywhere he went, that was the river moving. The Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God did what? Anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about? Remember, rivers flow, goes about. Who went about doing good and healing? You see, wherever the river goes, what happens? Healing. Wherever Jesus went, what happened? Anywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty. Gen Z's don't know that song. Hey, when the people saw him, even today, my God is doing good. Anywhere he went, he was doing. Oh, he healed them when the people saw. Oh, even today. Even today, he has come to do good. So, as he moves, you would experience the healing of the Spirit. Say the healing of the Spirit. What is the healing of the Spirit? That speaks of salvation. You know, the regeneration of the human spirit, the ministry of reconciliation. Remember in John 4. Go to John 4 verse 14. John 4 verse 14. So if you are here today, one of the healings that you need, if you are not born again, is the healing of your spirit. Is the restoration of your spirit back to God. This is the story of a woman who was at the well. And I think if you read from the beginning of that chapter, the Bible says Jesus was going somewhere else, but the Bible says he must need turn pass through what? Samaria. So the river was flowing, but the river just detoured because there was a woman. That's the work of grace. You will see something here much later. So the river came to her. You know the story. We don't have time to read because of time. We met her. The woman said, are you a prophet? And this and that. our fathers, gave us this well to draw from, and Jesus began to speak about the river of living water, and then he spoke to her saying, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst,
but the water I shall give him
will become in him what?
A fountain of water
springing up into everlasting life. Say everlasting life or eternal life. Number one thing the river brings is eternal life. So if you are not saved, your need this morning is eternal life. And the river is here. Amen. Hallelujah. The next thing is healing of the soul. And this woman is also another example. You know, she had five husbands. She had left five husbands and was with the sixth one. And she thought the problem was with a man. But the problem was that there was something deep in her soul. There was a longing in her soul. There was a soul sickness she had. And she thought she would sort that out with men. And it never satisfied. See, ladies and gentlemen, nothing but Christ will satisfy you. Stop looking. Stop. It is too much a responsibility to place your joy in a human being. Some of you spouses have turned your husbands and your wives and your children to your source of joy. So there was something in her soul that was longing for healing. Another story is Luke 8:22. You go there, you see the madman of Gadara. Amen. You know, he had legions in his life. He had a sickness of the soul. He had a mental, issue. And I dare say one of the plagues of our generation, Gen Z's, millennials, is soul sickness, fear, anxiety, low self-esteem, depression, and all of that stuff. But when the river came, the river sorted it out. Today, those with deep scars in their soul shall be healed. The Bible says that he restores what? My soul. And healing also means restoration. Healing actually is restoration. Restoring your body back to where it was. Today there's restoration of your soul. Another thing we find is the healing of the body. The healing of the body. The woman with the issue of blood. Luke 8:43. She was sick in her physical body. And healing applies to what? Our bodies. God died, sent Jesus Christ to die for the healing of our bodies as well. You see, this body is what gives us the license to live on earth. The quicker it dies, the quicker we live. So, that's just to establish that this river is there to meet the demands of your spirit, your soul, and what? Your body. The woman with the issue of blood is Luke 8:43. And then you have the blind Bartimaeus. Amen. Mark 10:46-52. Jesus was passing by, and then you know the story. He began to cry out, and people tried to shut him down. Like you're going to soon cry out now. You better forget about your neighbor on your left and your right. When it's time to pray, cry out. Hallelujah. And the river stopped. Say, the river stopped. Now, let me show you something interesting. The river can either flow and you jump in. Say, the river can either flow and you jump in. Say it again. Now, that is what I call faith. Say faith. In other words, you are in a healing meeting, you hear a word, and something stirs up your heart, and you take a step of faith. And you place a demand on that word and on that presence, to effect your healing. An example is the beautiful, put your hands together for Pastor Uche. That charge was amazing. God has blessed us with great teachers of the word. So you heard that story. Naaman, the general, great man, but had a butt in his life, had a skin issue. All right? Now, there was a river, but he needed to do what? Jumping. Say jumping. That is faith. Say that is faith. And what is faith? As we worship today, as we pray, whatever we say to you, do. What do you do? Do. Whatever the Spirit says to you, do. What do you do? Mary said to them at the marriage feast, whatsoever he said unto you, do what? Do. See, that's faith. And that was also the attitude of the woman with the issue of blood. Luke 8:43. Let's read that. So you can jump in that river by taking a step of faith.
Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years.
For 12 years.
Who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any. Came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said.
Now, if you read another version of that, the Bible says that she said, if I can but what? Touch the hem of his garment. The Holy Spirit put that in her, you know, and her reaching out was a step of faith. Today, someone will reach out by faith. Amen. Remember, I said faith without work is dead. So you can jump into that river because Jesus is that river and reach out by faith. And as he touched the hem of Jesus' garment,
and Jesus said,
Who touched me?
When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitude thronged and pressed you, and you say, who touched me? But Jesus said, somebody touched me, for continue. I perceived power going out from me.
Continue.
Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed. Immediately.
What did he say?
And he said to her,
Daughter, be of good cheer. What happened?
Your faith.
Say your faith.
Your faith
has made you well. Go in peace. Today, may your faith make you well. As the river begins to flow, as we pray, you will reach out. First, believing that God is who he says he is. Believing that God is a healer even today. And then responding by faith. Faith is also confessing that you are healed. Hallelujah. Despite the symptoms. I shared the testimony of my nephew today. Some of you have read it. As a baby, he had all manner of things. Let me read it out. By the way, there's somebody here with a menstrual issue. God is healing you now. You better receive it. It's an issue of blood. God is healing you now. Remember what Pastor Oche says. Don't wait for the spectacular. You know, people think healing services, you must, you know, yeah, there are people falling and all. No. Sometimes you are healed even just by listening to the word of God. Hear what he had. As a baby, he had to do 2 surgeries. Allergies of all sorts. Swollen face. He couldn't stand dust. He couldn't drink cold water. You know, he couldn't stand dry air. There was no AC. He couldn't eat nuts. He couldn't visit people's home as a baby and as a child. No outdoor games. No cheese. The list was endless. Severe breathing issues. Kidney issues. He would miss what? School for weeks. Because he could not hang around other children. Then the doctor said he will not live beyond 11. Then my sister, a very strong Christian, said, well, thank you, doctor. I appreciate you. Let me visit Dr. Jesus. And then the doctor said to her, if anything happens to this child, because she stopped treatment, he said, we'll hold you responsible. Long story short, this 18-year-old boy today, they said about him that he will have stunted growth, so he won't grow normally. He's taller than his father, almost my height. No outdoor games. He plays soccer today. Because he didn't go to school, he couldn't catch up. But today he graduated the overall best student in his school. Global college. Not an honorary school, a global college here. Best student. He had distinction in maths, chemistry, and all of those guys. This Jesus is still alive today. Can I prophesy on that testimony? Whatever was said by the doctors concerning you, especially those who they've given a few years to live, I stand on that testimony to declare that just as God healed Wenebi, God will heal you. That report is turning around. Another person that acted in faith when the river was flowing was blind Bartimaeus. Mark 10:46 to 52. You know the story. He cried out. He saw the river passing. Jesus was passing by. He cried out. He was jumping on the river. He was jumping on the river. So that's faith. But there's another dimension I like. Sometimes, because of your condition, you can't even go close to the river. You can't even jump on the river. Okay, how do you tell somebody in coma to have faith? Amen. Because faith has to do with action. So someone who's in coma, who can't pray, who can't believe God, cannot exercise faith, right? But I like this one. You can jump on the river, or the river can come to you. Say the river can flow to you. Oh, let me give you an example. The pool of Bethesda, John 5:1 to 8. There was a man who was bedridden for how many years? 38 years. And every time the angel will come once in a year to stir the waters, and anyone who jumps in first will be healed. But he had no man, because he was not able, he was incapacitated, could not jump in the river, he could not exercise faith. But one day the river came to him. Jesus walked to him. There's somebody here. You may not have faith to take hold of your healing, but by reason of what he has already done on Calvary, by his finished work, may healing locate you. May healing locate you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Maybe we should read it. Let's read it. John 5:1-8. John 5:1-8. Very quickly. John 5:1-8. Multimedia, help us.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?"
There's a lot of story there, because sometimes people enjoy their condition. There are people, because they enjoy the sympathy, you know, they enjoy the story that brought them there. "I wouldn't have been here." They said, "Do you want to be made whole?" He said, "I have no man." He said, "I have no man." That's not the question. Today you have to make up your mind. Say, make up your mind. Do you want healing, or you want to tell stories? Forget about how long that infirmity, that sickness has plagued you. Today is a day for solution, not stories. Say solutions, not stories. Hallelujah. Do you want to be made whole or well? Continue. 7.
The sick man answered, "Sir,
I have no man.
I have no man to put me into the pool when now, the water is
standing." He was looking at the pool, but he did not see the river. He was looking at the pool, but did not know that there was a river inside of him. May God open your eyes today. May God open your eyes. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me. So he could not exercise faith. When your faith ends, grace steps in. Say, when your faith ends, grace steps in. The sick man answered him and said, "Sir, I have no man to put me in the pool, but when the water is stirred, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, rise, take your bed and walk. Can I prophesy to someone right now? In the name of Jesus, I say, rise up from that affliction. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I declare, rise from that affliction. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. So as we close, so how do we make this happen? How do we make this happen? Numbers 21 verse 8. The children of Israel were beaten by snakes in the wilderness. And they cried out, and God gave an instruction, you know, and said to Moses to create a brazen serpent and hung it. And as they looked, not looking at the bite, but as they looked at the brazen serpent, which represents the crucified Christ. That serpent there is the body of sin on the cross. You know, sometimes we focus on what we are going through more than the one who hung on the cross. Tell somebody, look unto Jesus. Look up to Jesus. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on the pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. Today, as we begin to worship in a few minutes, look unto Jesus. Say, look unto Jesus. And one of the things to do is begin to thank him for the healing. Say, thank him for the healing. Thank him for what he has already done. Remember, 1 Peter 2:24 says, you were healed. Say, you were healed. You are not trying to be healed. So you are going to take something that somebody paid for. If I pay for a phone for you at Lekki Phase 1, when you go there, you just present your receipt. If the person says to pay again, you know that you're dealing with a thief, right? Say, my healing has already been paid for. My job is to take it by faith and receive it by grace. Say, take it by faith or receive it by grace. Are you ready to pray and worship? Can we stand to our feet? Can we stand to our feet? Stand to our feet. The first healing is for those who need the healing of the spirit. Jesus, speaking to the woman in John 4:14, says that this water, this river, shall flow from you into what? Eternal life. Every eye closed, head bowed. If you are here and you are not born again, Jesus is not the Lord of your life. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. Jesus, the Son of God. You are drowning in the river of sin. But you want to say this morning, Pastor Nathaniel, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want that river of life to wash over me. Wherever you are, every eye closed, head bowed, before we minister to the soul and the body. Pastor Nathaniel, I live my life anyhow. You are living dangerously. Don't leave this room without surrendering your life to Christ. You want Jesus to come into your life. He paid for your sins already. That's the gospel. All you need to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth in his finished work, and you will be saved on the authority of his word. So at the count of five, if you are here, Pastor Nathaniel, I'm under the yoke of sin. I'm a slave to sin, but I want to be free. Wherever you are, at the count of five, lift your hands high up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lift your hands very quickly. Hallelujah. Clap, clap. I said, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Say, I'm tired of my life of sin. I'm tired. If you die on earth without Christ, you end up in eternity, in pain and agony, anguish, separated from him. Those of you raising your hands, wherever you are, please run down now, quickly, quickly. Take your belongings and come down. Jesus is calling you. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how deep you've drowned. Keep clapping. Pastor Nathaniel, I'm a scammer, I'm a Yahoo boy, I'm a prostitute. Come to Jesus. There's a river here. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. There is forgiveness in the river. There is cleansing in the river. There is washing in the river. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Sing it to Jesus. Please come. Pastor Nathaniel, you don't know how many girls I've slept with. You don't know how many guys I've slept with. Come to the river. Come, come, come. Come and lead them to Christ quickly, quickly, quickly. Now lift up your voice. Say, forgive me of my sins, Lord Jesus. Say it loud. Say, forgive me. Say it loud. Say, forgive me. I come to the cross. I come to the river of life. I come to the river of your blood. Wash me. Cleanse me. I confess you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Wipe away the record of sin. Break the power of sin in my life and fill me with your spirit. Please lead them further. One more time. Sing it to Jesus. Finally, before we go, I'm going to make two calls. The healing of the soul and the healing of the body. Hallelujah. I kept seeing this. There are people, you look okay. You look well-dressed. You look nice. But you know there's something deeply wrong in your soul. Perhaps it's something that came from an experience you had. Something that was said. Or something that happened, and you know that there's a scar, there's a wound that won't heal, that has shaped your life, that is affecting you. I'm going to ask the ministers to come with oil. I'm going to read from the Bible. James 5:14 says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church." So the elders of the church are here, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of what faith shall heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Are you ready? Now we're going to pray one prayer based on Acts 3. Then you're going to come out. All right, just orderly. Ushers, help us. Those with sickness in their soul, sickness in their body, you're going to come with faith. Don't come looking unto the person praying over you. Look where? Unto Jesus. Where? And come with faith, believing from the word of God I've just shared, that your healing is already paid for. In the name of Jesus. While I was preparing for this, I had a number of words. There is somebody who's here. I was praying on Friday and I saw that vision in my mind. There's somebody here with a bladder issue. I want to pray for you personally with a bladder condition. Say bladder condition. So please come. And as we pray and share, as words come, I'm going to speak. And then there's somebody else. This is not a generic word. It sounds generic. You're going to experience restoration. of your life. Say restoration. Now, I'm not just joking. Since we began this river, I was in Elevation Church. I was ministering, and I won't expose the identity of the person, but I went to a government office somewhere in Lekki for tax reasons and all of that stuff. And somebody came to me rushing up and said to me, he was in that service, and they've had a history in their family that they all know, you know, something just at the edge of a breakthrough just cut them, and he's had this motion of going and going backwards. Same for his siblings abroad. After that service, he said something happened to him, and as a sign and token, his siblings who were waiting on something for years, that same week God came through for them. And he even spoke about himself that he's seen tangible proof of the scent of water. At the scent of water, things will blossom in your life. So this is a very special moment. I mean, what do we need to do after now? So let's finish that. So that announcement and what? Not okay. Announcement, good. Announcement is that there's swap in the evening. Okay. Swap in the evening. Please, swap is special worship and prophecy service. Amen. And how many of you don't belong to the word group? We have word groups in church. World study groups, it's been amazing. People are being blessed, and we have prayer groups. Get into those groups, because we study different books from time to time. The washing of the water of the word of God is also that river, amen, we drink from. Amen. Not just the move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So please, and then tomorrow morning is what? Good morning, Holy Spirit. We begin our week with good morning, Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, let me read very quickly from Acts 3, a basis for prayer. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they lay daily at the gates of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. That's like some of us. We look beautiful on the outside, but lame. We are not making progress physically, emotionally. God's going to heal emotional pain here. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an arm. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Anyway, you know the story, but here's where I'm going to. The man walked, he walked, and then Peter explained how this happened. He says, you know, was explaining to the Jews, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, and verse 15, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, say his name. Shout to say his name. And through faith in his name. Remember, Peter said, look on us, but it wasn't them. It was faith in the name of Yeshua. And made his name had made this man strong, whom you see now. The faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Lift up your hands right now. Say, Father, I place my name in the, I place my faith in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I declare healing for my body and my soul. Open your mouth and pray. Now, sing the song Yeshua. Not Yeshua. Sing Yeshua first, and he married him. Now, those of you who want to be touched physically, please make your way here. We are done. We're almost done. Okay. Pastor Mike, Pastor Yemi, Pastor Uche, my wife, four of you come. Raphael, come. Raphael, come. pastors come. The Bible says the elders of the church. So we have an anointed elder here. In fact, that's good. My father-in-law will come. Please, beautiful. Let me have six of this. I want to anoint the ministers first. Please come with your belongings, or if there's someone seated that you know. Not everyone who comes to church comes to serve Jesus, okay? Father, according to your command in James 5:14, this is an act of faith. We anoint your people. As this oil comes on them, let healing virtue come on them. Let healing virtue come on them. My brother, come. You come. There will never be a time that they said you had a brain hemorrhage. You will not have it. You will not have it. No man here will have it. I just saw it like a flash. You will not suddenly drop. Before it happens, God will expose it. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Where are they? Where are the people? Father, in the name of Jesus, Jesus broke the bread, gave the apostles, and as they took it, it multiplies. As I anoint these ministers, as they go, let the healing virtue multiply. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Impossibility becomes possible. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God flow through you. Let the river of God flow through you. To God's people, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now let's take it. I need more bowls. I need a bowl myself. Okay, those of you in church, just pray in tongues. The choir will sing out loud. Pray in the spirit. Lord, let your river. Can I get a saucer to pour the water? Quickly, quickly. Pray in the spirit, everybody. Abaya sabratike. Now when they anoint you, say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Let's begin to anoint them now. It's just faith. Just faith. Just faith. It's an act of faith. It's an act of faith. Say, I receive in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for those online. Somebody says, how about us? I stretch my hands and I release the healing river through the live stream. Let there be healing stream on the live stream. Healing of the soul. Healing of the body. Makabaras. Mandobo kotele baradas. Name. Be healed in Jesus' 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 name.
hammer shoes. Let the fountain of blood wash you. Out. I command you, foul spirit from heaven. Lose her.
Who came back to say thank you was the one who entered that realm. That's why I want you to give thanks. As you give thanks, there is somebody here, you'll be walking like an elephant and eating like an ant. Can I release the grace that has caused me to thrive? There is a grace I carry by God's grace. And I don't say this to boast. It is by the mercy of God. I am a carrier of that grace. I say, take it now. Take it now. May you begin to see the fruit of your labor. May you begin to see the fruit of your labor. May you begin to experience the abundance of the river. In the name of Jesus. There is a family, your child is supposed to walk but hasn't begun to walk. May the Lord strengthen that feeble knee. Between now and the end of August, let that child begin to walk. Let that baby begin to walk. Lift your hands and give him thanks. Say thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I speak life over your people. None shall die before their time. Nothing will cut short your life. I keep seeing a woman, it's like you are apart from your husband. You are very bitter with your husband. Maybe you are separated you see, the Bible says the marshes and the swamp shall not come alive. Bitterness causes a swamp in your heart. You're a woman here. The bitterness you have for your spouse is resisting the river of life from flowing over you. If you are here, can I pray for you? Or see me later. And I gave a word about someone who has had a ring. Maybe your parents gave you, or a ring that you went to get. It's an evil ring. Maybe to seduce or for protection. I need to pray for you. I need to pray for you. Whether you have it here or not, we need to pray for you and anoint you. Or lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May you experience the revival that comes with the river. In the name of Jesus.